What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, amazing queens. It's your girl Riley Hart here, coming at you live with another dose of queen energy. Today, we're diving into something super important, silencing those pesky little voices in our heads that tell us we're not good enough, smart enough, or pretty enough. You know the ones, right? They can be sneaky and relentless, whispering doubts and insecurities like it's their job. Well, honey, I'm here to tell you it's time to kick those negative thoughts to the curb and unleash your inner badass. Because let's be real, confidence is freaking magnetic. It draws people in, makes you feel unstoppable, and opens doors you never thought possible. But before we get into the how to part, let's talk about why this matters so much. In a world that constantly bombards us with images of perfection, it's easy to fall into the trap of comparing ourselves to others and feeling inadequate. But trust me, girl, those comparisons are a recipe for disaster. So, how do we silence those negative voices and build unshakable confidence? It's a journey, not a destination, but here are five key takeaways that will rock your world. 1. Awareness is key. The first step to kicking negativity to the curb is recognizing it when it shows up. Pay attention to your inner dialogue. What kind of things are you telling yourself? Are you focusing on your flaws or celebrating your wins? Once you become aware of those negative thoughts, you can start to challenge them and replace them with more positive affirmations. 2. Reframe your thinking. When those nasty little voices creep in, don't just accept them as truth. Challenge them. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence supports it? Is there another way to look at this situation? Often, when we reframe our thinking, we realize that the negative thoughts were just a bunch of hot air. 3. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone has insecurities. Instead of beating yourself up over every little slip-up, practice self-forgiveness and move on. Remember, you're human. You're allowed to mess up sometimes. 4. Celebrate your wins. Big or small, acknowledge your accomplishments and celebrate your successes. Did you nail that presentation at work? Did you finally finish that book you've been meaning to read? Give yourself a high five. Celebrating your wins builds confidence and reminds you of your capabilities. 5. Surround yourself with positivity. You are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. Choose to surround yourself with supportive, encouraging individuals who lift you up and celebrate your uniqueness. Think about that last time you were feeling down on yourself. Maybe you bombed a presentation or didn't get that promotion you really wanted. Remember how those negative thoughts swirled around in your head? You probably felt like giving up, right? But what if instead of spiraling into despair, you had challenged those thoughts and replaced them with positive affirmations? Imagine saying to yourself, I learned from this experience, and I'm going to use it to grow even stronger. Or maybe, this wasn't the right opportunity for me, but something even better is coming my way. By reframing your thinking, you can turn those setbacks into stepping stones on your path to success. So, queens, remember this. Silencing negative self-talk and building confidence is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and a whole lot of self-love. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. When you learn to silence those inner critics and embrace your true potential, the world becomes your oyster. Now, go out there and rock your day with that queen energy. And don't forget to share this episode with your besties and let them know they're all royalty. If this podcast resonated with you, leave a review, tell us what you loved about it on social media, or even drop a comment below. Let's keep the conversation going and support each other on our journey to becoming unstoppable queens.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.